Umbrath curled his lip into a grin. Why, yes. The Dragon Slayer's daughter was quite interesting indeed.
Good for her. It's a shame she's dead now. Give me the egg and the book.
Dead? Oh, dear. I'm afraid I forgot you wanted me to kill her.
You let her go.
Umbrath could see Zane and wanted to scream at him, wanted to hurt him. He watched the wizard try to push down his frustration.
Very well. It does not matter. I will deal with her soon enough. Give me the egg and the book.
Umbrath produced the book from a leather pouch hanging over his shoulder and handed it over to Zanin.
Now the egg. Where is it?
The giddiness bubbled up in his guts, and he made sure to look deep into the wizard's eyes as he said the words, I'll let her keep the egg. The wizard's eyes showed numerous emotions in a matter of seconds. Disbelief, anger, fear, then anger again. He spoke evenly, overcoming his emotions.
I want you to listen to me, demon. I want you to remember this day. I do not know how I will do it, but I will make sure you find your way back to the underworld. When you are back with your master, I want you to think about this day for the rest of eternity. I want you to think of me sitting on a throne in some high tower in the land of the living. I want you to watch me from down there being worshipped by thousands. I want you to feel the rage of your master knowing you failed him in stopping me. Imagine what he will put you through, Umbrath. Think on it. I know I will.
He slid the white war helmet off of his head and let it clatter to the ground where the staff already lay. He waited for Damien to say something, but there was only silence.
He will come for me again, Damien. He will use me again. I don't know if I can stop him.
He turned to face Damien and opened his arms to show his chest.
End this, before there are two evil wizards destroying Loro.
He watched as Damien unsheathed the sword at his hip. He closed his eyes and prepared himself.
When you find Isabella, tell her I am truly sorry. All I ever wanted to do was protect her.
He waited as he heard Damien's footsteps approaching. Then he heard the sword stab into the ground a few feet in front of him. He opened his eyes as Damien lifted him up to his feet.
You do not get to bow out.
Damien pulled him close to stare into his eyes.
There are two people in Loro who cannot quit, no matter what.
He pushed his finger into Rowan's chest.
You?
Then he put his thumb on his own chest.
And me? We do not have the luxury of quitting.
Damien collected the helmet and staff from the ground and handed them to Rowan.
You can destroy these when the job is done.